Today's share in the Dear Shur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Samach Ches Omud Aleph. We're on the sixth volume of the Mishneh Berurah, and we're beginning, and Mir Tzoshem will be concluding two short simonim today, Tav Kuf Tzadi Dalid and Tav Kuf Tzadi Hei. We start with Tav Kuf Tzadi Dalid, which deals with the halacha of a yachid shlo espal, the person doesn't know how to daven. Can his individual friend, not a shliach tzibur, can an individual be motziim? This is one sif, and we begin with sif aleph. The Mechaber writes, yachid shlo toka, if an individual did not blow shofar yet, then another individual can go blow shofar for him. However, but if the person did not daven the nine brachos shmona esrei of Musaf, his friend as an individual, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber says, is not capable of being motziim. Only a shaliach tzibur can be motzi someone else, not an individual to be motzi someone else. The Mishnah explains this if cut in aleph, afilu hu yochol l'tkoa biatzmo. This first case that we said that you can let your friend blow shofar for you is even if you know how to blow yourself. There is no precedence in this situation of mitzvah bo yosef mishlucho, which is what Dirshu footnote number one talks about. How come there is no idea over here that mitzvah bo yosef mishlucho? So he brings out from the Mati Ephraim that in this situation, the mitzvah is to hear the shofar, not to blow the shofar, and therefore it doesn't make a difference who blows it. That's not called mitzvah yosef bo mishlucho. On the other hand, he brings down the Ketzei HaMateh, then no, there is a shtickle mitzvah still of blowing it, and he would prefer that the individual, if he knows how to blow it himself, it's preferable to blow for himself rather than to listen to somebody else. But then he brings down from the Agos Levushi Mordechai, who comments on this Mati Ephraim that says, this is only a very minor component of it, and therefore that's why we don't say mitzvah bo yotzer mishlucho in this situation. Mishneh Berurah Sivkot and Beis says that in the case of davening, an individual cannot be motzi another person in davening. And he adds, afilu mutzarech l'spal oz. Even if the first person was being motzi, the other person also is davening for himself. It's not that he already davened. He's davening for himself. And gam l'tzarech atzmo b'lachash, he needs his own silent shmoneh esrei, el shem espal b'kol, he'll say it out loud. Gam l'chaver l'otzio. And this way he'll be motzi his friend. So the Mechaber paskins afilu im lo yochol l'spal b'yatzmo. Even if the second person doesn't know how to daven, he can't be motzied by the first person. The tefillah tzorech kolecha levakesh rachmel l'atzmo, because you must daven by yourself for your own self. The lo ayidei shliach, and not by a shliach. The only time shliach works is el imkin yesh asorav ozu shliach tzibur. According to the Mechaber, it doesn't work if it's not a chazen, a shliach tzibur. If it's just an individual, he cannot be motziyu. Now, the issue footnote number two explains here that this is only according to the Shita of the Mechaber. According to the Ramah, which now let's read right now, Ramah says, so he brings down from the Ran and the Mordechai and the Gos Ashri, they all say that this din of the Mechaber is not correct, that an individual can be motzi another individual if the person doesn't know how to daven on his own. And on this, the issue footnote number two brings down from Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita, who's the son-in-law of Rav Yashiv, and he brings down in the name of his father, Rav Yashiv, Shemutulo L'spalo B'miyuchad. In this situation, the individual can go and daven for somebody else, especially if the second person's Zechola is incapable of being motzi himself. And he says, only Shaliach Tzibur Yochalotzi B'tvila, that's in general. But here, according to the Ramah, you could be motzi the individual. And he adds in the name of his father, Rav Yashiv, that a ben Ashkenaz, however, Shavot Zalotzi es Chavera ben Svaret, that's problematic, because the ben Svaret, the stomach, follows the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, and therefore that is problematic. However, he brings down for the Sefer Pnine Tfila, in the name of Rav Yashiv, Sha'af L'das HaRamah, Yochalotzi es Chavero, Rak Madayin Lu Espalo. In this situation, he can only be Motzi's friend, even according to Ramah, if he hasn't yet davened himself. Because the words of the Mishneh Berurah are correct in that we only allow a chazan to be motzi other people, even though the chazan has already been yotze. The issue foot number three brings down the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan, Shemeshas Adchak, Efshel Lismoch HaYesh Chokin. Certainly, if there is a need, a pressing need, you can rely upon this Ramah Halacha L'maisa. The issue foot number four brings down, however, that the Bir Halacha says, in the name of the Morgan Avram, Shebetvila Sha'omim Bo Piyutim. If you're saying Piyutim, for example, like we do in the Tvila of Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, and a shliach tzibur motzi afilus mishen obaki, then it's impossible for the shliach tzibur to be motzi anybody, because how could you follow along with every word? And therefore, it's mesayim mikol makom apetvilos kaelu tzorach shliach tzibur lachzor atvila. Nevertheless, we still do chazor sashatz ki lo yimona lefomer shitkaven mishen obaki v'yosef zev, because it is possible that somebody will be able to follow all of the piyutim, albeit that's not a likely situation. That concludes this short but beautiful simin, Tov Kuf Tzadi Dalet. And now we go to Tov Kuf Tzadi Hei, which deals with Misheino Baki, Lo Betkiyos, Lo Betfila. The person is going to be stuck, and he doesn't know how to blow shofar or daven, and he has to go to one of two cities. What should he do? So the Mechaber writes, Sif Aleph, Misheino Baki Betkiyos, Lo Besei the Tfilas Musaf. If a person doesn't know how to blow shofar, and he doesn't know how to daven, Ulefonim Shtei Ayoros, and they're in front of him two cities. And one of them, Beachas Beki Betkiyos, one of them, they'll blow shofar. However, they don't have somebody that can daven musaf, lo betvilas musaf. Or beachas bekim betvilas musaf. The other one has a minion, and there'll be a shliach tzibur. There could be motziim in musaf. However, there's nobody there to blow shofar, lo betkios. So what should a person do? He can only fulfill one of the two. He can either go and to the city that he would daven musaf with the tzibur, or he can go to the city that will blow shofar for him. So the mechaber paskins holech lemokum shebekim betkios. He goes to the place where they're expert in tekios, and he'll miss out on davening in that situation. As brought down the Baragola, the Nesha tekios min haTorah, the tekios of Daraisa, v'abrachos midirei sofer, and the brachos shmon esrei is only midirei sofer, which we'll talk a lot about in some of the Dirshu footnotes. So that's the psak of the Mechaber, and he says, afilu shamusa vadai v'shul tekios sofek, and this is true, even if in the city where he'd go to daven, they definitely have a minion for sure. In the other city, it's only a sofek, they may or may not have the shofar to blow, so he still should go to the city that will have the potential for having a sofek of blowing the shofar rather than the vadai of davening musaf. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Aleph that tekios daraisa ubrachos rabbanan. As I just pointed out from the Baragola, the tekios are din daraisa. Now, you can tell me that's only the first day, so the Mishnah Berurah says, v'afilu b'yom sheni, even on the second day, where it's only d'rabbanan to blow the shofar, nevertheless, we prefer that you go to the city that has the blowing of the shofar and not go to the place that will have the minyan, which is only d'rabbanan. Now, the issue footnote number one brings down, even though we normally say that, for example, we don't push aside the potential risk of carrying on Rosh Hashanah that's Shabbos, and we say, don't blow shofar on Shabbos, we see that the d'rabbanan of maybe you'll come to carry, pushes aside the daraisa. Nevertheless, here he says, that's talking about when there is a concern that you'll be over in Issa Darabanan. As opposed to here, we're talking about which one has kadima. And you have two mitzvahs in front of you. One of them is the daraisa, one is the Darabanan, so then certainly you do the daraisa. The issue footnote number two brings down that the Gemara tells us that the brachos of Malchiyos, Zichronos, and Shofros are what we call Rachmana Omar Idka. The Torah tells us to say it. And the Gemara says on this drasha from the Ksuvim that the Rabbeinu Chananel writes, the Midivrei HaGemara Matzanu Shechova MeHaTorah Laskir Malchiyos, Zichronos, and Shofros. So this sounds that is a din daraisa to David. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal explains, Shinira Shmeya Torah, Daila Haskir Rak Inyan Malchus Zichron Bishofer. You just have to mention it, but not to say the Hoshman Esrei. The Nusach of the Brachos, that certainly is the Midrabbanan. Then he brings down that there are Rishonim, for example, the Rashbon, the Ritva, Shekosu, Shochein Chovas HaBrachos Hirak Midrabbanan, Yesh Lechovazu Asmachta Meyaksuvim. This is an Asmachta Meyaksuvim, and that's why it says Rachmona Omar Itkar. On the other hand, the Sefer Yom Trua brings down the opposite. He says that the brachos are in fact min haTorah, and the kavana of the Gemara is that it's a drasha of the Chachamim, and therefore, why do we paskin over here that you should go here the shofar rather than this drasha of the Chachamim in the Din Daraisa? Because Yesh Lahadif Esatkios Hamufureshes baTorah, they're explicitly stated versus a drasha in the Torah, albeit that it's a Daraisa. The issue number three brings down from Ritzvi Pesach Frank Zatzal. Since we said that you should go, even if it's only the second day of Rosh Hashanah rather than Davin, so you see that we treat the second day of Rosh Hashanah, the blowing of the shofar, like it's a daraisa. And he brings down the nafkamina would be, if you had a bar mitzvah age boy who didn't have shtei sorrows, could he blow shofar or not? So you wouldn't allow him to blow shofar on the second day, even though it's a mitzvah derabbanan, and technically we normally say the chazaka derabba would apply, but here we don't, because it's treated like it's a daraisa. Now the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "V'kol shekeinim yesh lefanov makom sheyachol lishmo tekios af u'pishagam sham ein minyan v'yitzdarich lispal b'yochid." He said the same halacha applies if the person knows how to daven and he has a choice. He could go daven with a minyan in one place, or he could daven by himself b'yachidus, but listen to shofar in the other place. They don't have a minyan, so he says the same halacha applies. B'yochol leilech makom sheyesh sham minyan rak she'en lam shofar. If you have the choice between going to a place that has shofar but no minyan, or a place that has minyan but no shofar, mutav leilech lishmo tekios, better to go to the place that you can hear the shofar, afa pishi spal b'yochol, even though you're going to have to daven b'yachidus as a result. The issue footnote number four brings down from the Elef Amagin He says, in mistapek, in b'mokum sholichi shofar, if you're not sure if they have a shofar, pashu shafilu svek sveka sholichi shofar, afilu b'yom hasheni odif mitul b'tzibah. He says, even if it's a svek sveka, that you'll have a shofar over there, he says, nevertheless, you should go to that place. On the other hand, he brings out from the Ramban, should be yom tov chovas atzvila b'minin himan haTorah, v'lo melez me'akos v'mikro kodesh. So the Ramban disagrees and would say that in that situation, a svek sveka doesn't take out from the vaday that you would have the minion. Then the Chofetz Chaim says in the Bir Halacha, the Dibra Maskul is Lamakom should be kiyam b'tkios. It's not blackened in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah. So that's the Dibra Maskul. In any event, he says, Ayin in the Mishnah Berurah, Masha Kasavnu b'shem ha'chayodam, da'afilu b'yom sheni. He says, even on the second day, and that's a din from the Chayodam, you go to the place that will blow shofar on the second day. And he says, this is Muchach as well from the Prima Godim. The Eino Mistapik, Rakim Yeshlo Sofik, Shema Yimotzi HaShofar B'Yom Sheni. Only situation where maybe you're not sure that you'll have a shofar in that place on the second day. Mashim Dimvadei Shimotzi HaShofar. That implies that if you definitely will have the shofar in that situation on the second day, B'Yom Sheni, Dachinim B'Shul Zeh HaBrachos. And this is what we just brought down in Dirshu, footnote number 4, where we said that if it's a Svek Sveka, then it's a potential machlokis. But if it's a vadai that you'll have the shofar on the second day, then it's preferable to go to hear the shofar blowing even on only the second day and do that instead of Tefillah B'Tzibur. He then further adds from the Pischei Olam in the name of the Shuas Yaakov, the Miesh Kan Shnei Makomos, you have two places you go to. B'echod Yishma Seder HaBrachos Shnei Yom HaShem Rosh Hashanah. One place you have a minion both days. But if you go to the other place, which has the shofar, v'melech l'mokum shetokim lo yafshel lo lishmo rak seder tkios yom sheni, you'll only get there for the second day. Shumokum rochok, it's far away. Shelo yochol lovo shom ad leil sheni the Rosh Hashanah. You won't get there until the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Nevertheless, holech l'mokum shemivorchem ad kan lishon. He says in that situation, you should go to the place where they're davening and not where you blow the shofar. And it's possible yochol yo shegam chayodam primogodim modim lo shelo lidchos habrachos shel shnei hayomim. Here, we're talking about 2 days versus 1 day. Maybe the day would be Moda, Ledidon, the Bekim, Bekvir, the Yachas, since we really know that the second day is not Rosh Hashanah, so maybe in this situation, we would follow this opinion. Now, the Mechaber said, this is true, Afilu Shel Musav Vadai V'Shul Tkiyos Sofek, even if definitely you have the minion for Musav, but you may not hear the Tkiyos, to be said, you go to the place, we'll have the shofar, even if it's a Sofek. Mishbur explains Sivkot and Beis, Im Yeh Shom Tokim, the Sofek is whether there'll be a shofar there or not. The Sofek Doraisa, nevertheless, is Odif Mivadi Derabonim, because again, we're doing a Sofek Doraisa versus a Vadi Derabonim, the Sofek Doraisa trumps this. The issue foot number 5 explains that the source of this is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, and the Svasemis explains, Sha'af l'shitas, she'sofik me'atorah, dino me'atorah, l'kula. There is a machlokis, whether we say a sofik da'araisa, we paskin l'chumra, there's a machlokis, is that l'chumra mid'araisa, or is that min haTorah, it's l'kula, but mid'rabbanon, we say sofik da'araisa l'chumra. So he says, even according to the opinion that says, min haTorah, it's l'kula, but we say mid'rabbanon, it's sofik da'araisa l'chumra, so then this is only a din d'rabbanon, so he brings down, af, b'sofik, klapi ha'osit, in regards to something in the future. Kamo kan, shavade lokiyam es ha'mitzvah, he definitely didn't fulfill the mitzvah. B'sofik lo'im yuchol l'kayim, it's a sofik, whether you fulfill it or not. So in this situation, everybody would agree, Mechuyevus me'atorah, lasos kol titztoki, you have to do everything possible, l'kayim es ha'mitzvah, to go and fulfill the mitzvah. Mishabur continues and he says, u'adinim ein yodim rak seder echad, and the same halach applies, even if you only know one series of blasts, so he literally only knows tashrat, or he only knows tashat, or tarat. So in that situation, you still go to that place because maybe you'll be yotzei in that situation. Yelech lehem, because there's a chance that you're being yotzei the mitzvah. And Dishufu number 6 explains why, based upon the Mati Ephraim, Shagam Zeh B'chal Sofik. This is a Sofik Daraisa. Shulai Aseder Shebekim Bo Hu Aseder Nochem. Because maybe the one that they know is the real Din Daraisa. He then brings down Ochein, B'mikrush Shesvek Sveika, Im Yuchol Lekayim B'mokum Sholech Ilav Esmitzus Tkiya Shofar, V'ilu Es HaBrochus Vali Yafsid. In a situation where it's only a Svek Sveika, that you'll be able to fill the mitzvah of blowing shofar, and you definitely would have had a minion in the other place. So then, as we pointed out previously, yelech l'mokum shemispalim, then you go to the place where you can daven, because yesh l'hodev is avadi d'rabbanon. Avadi d'rabbanon trumps a svek sveka shel haTorah, and this is b'sakar Shlomo Zalman Zatzal in Dalicha Shlomo as well. Mishnah Berurah continues and says, "V'miyesh b'ir echad shofar. One city has a shofar. V'rotzi leilch l'mokum shemispalul, and you want to go to the place that's also going to daven. L'shloach akum shiovi lo shofar, and you'll send the guy to bring the shofar from that city after they blow to your city. Albeit v'hu chutz l'tchum, it's outside the tchum. Nevertheless, Yochel Kaim Shneim, but here in this situation, by sending the Yakum, you can go daven with the minion in this place, and the shofar will come to you outside of the Tchum via the guy. Shari, that is allowed because the Tchum and the Rabbanan, because Tchum is only din the Rabbanan according to most poskim, and therefore Amir Liakum to tell him to go and bring something that's only a din the Rabbanan of Tchumim. So this is called Amir Liakum Shuas de Shuas B'makom Mitzvah, and therefore it is permitted. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, I go miyuim yochel leilech lemokum shemispalim. If you go to a place where they have a minion, v'yei shos bayom sheyishma acha kachet kios mokum shetokim. And then you go later in the afternoon, you'll take a walk, and you'll reach the other place, and you'll hear shofar in the afternoon by itself, yikayim shtei mitzvahs. Then you should do both, because you go to the minion and listen to Musaf with the minion, either biyotze with the shliach tzibur, because you don't know how to daven it yourself, or even if you're not a davening yourself, you'll have a minion, and then you'll hear the shofar later in the day. You can be kaim both mitzvos, the kol yom koshlut kor, because we remember from the Beis Yosef, the name of the Yerushalmi, that you can blow shofar all day. So therefore, this way you can get the best of both worlds. Mishbur explains, Sivkot and Gimel, v'lo yelech tchila l'mokim shetokim. Don't go first to the place where they blow shofar, because by the time you get back to your town and have the minion there, v'achakach l'mokim shemispalim, shetrilas musaf, ein li'achu yosim yishev shos. Ideally, you should have a musaf within the first 7 hours of the day. K'moshu kosav b'simin reish peivav, like we've already learned. Tekios, technically the tekios can be all day. Then he adds, "In biachas nimtzo tokeya hogun." In one place they have a perfect bal tekeya, ach hamispalim shom eno hagunim. But the people that are davening there aren't so good. Ubeachas mispalim hagunim. One place they have really great people davening there, but tokeya no hagun, and the bal tekeya is not so good. Yelech lemokum shom tokeya mumcha v'koshi. Better to go to the place that has the better bal tokeya rather than the better bale tefila. The tokeya motziyu de chavoso, because when you listen to the tokeya, he's really being motziyu, so you want him to be the most hagun possible, the best possible, as opposed to by the chazan, mashen came betvila, ain't a motziyu de chavoso, he's not really being motziyu, so no, if he's not such a good person, he's not such a good chazan, nishkefelach, because you're really being motziyu yourself. But by the baal tokeya, if he's not able to be motziyu because he's not hagun, so then it's a question whether you're going to really be motziyu or not, so therefore better to go to the better baal tokeya rather than the better chazan and the better minion. With this, we conclude Simon Tov Kuf Tzadi Hei and today's shir.